Chapter 24. Edwina lived in a charming cottage on Ivy Lane. She'd reluctantly invited them inside, and they now sat on overstuffed sofas and chairs in her living room. The room was small, but had large, bright windows and a brick fireplace. Doilies covered the end tables. Edwina hadn't offered them any coffee or tea, and Nance could see that Ida was a bit disappointed with that. She didn't have time for niceties, though. She had a killer to catch. "Really, Mona, I don't see what you're getting at." Edwina Southwick made a face to indicate she was appropriately offended by Nance's insinuation that she had done something shady. She had a lethargic Queenie in her lap and seemed distracted and concerned as she petted the little pug's ears. "We know that you're up to something," Nance said. "And I have it on good authority that your car was parked at Doggy Diva the morning Freddie Lang was killed." Edwina gasped and covered Queenie's ears. "Mona Baker, are you accusing me of murder?" Nan shrugged. "If the shoe fits." "Well, the shoe doesn't fit." Queenie snorted, and Edwina jerked her attention back to the little dog. "Oh, you're waking up from your nap. That's a good girl." She patted Queenie, and when she got no further response, she shook her a little roughly, but the dog didn't stir. "I've never seen Queenie so sleepy." Millie sidled closer to the dog, bending down to look at her face. "Are you sure she's not ill?" Edwina moved Queenie to face away from Millie. "She's not ill, she's just tired. All those dog show activities take a lot out of her." "I'll bet," Ida said. Edwina gave her a sharp look. "Now, I'd appreciate it if you people would leave. You're upsetting her." Apparently, Edwina didn't know that one couldn't get rid of Nance that easily. "I think we still have some things to talk about. What was your car doing at Doggy Diva that day?" Millie circled to the other side of Edwina and crouched in front of Queenie's face. "And don't say you were dropping Queenie off for grooming. We checked, and you weren't," Ruth said. "And Lexi saw you acting suspiciously with Carl Knutson at the dog show. What gives there?" Ida asked. Edwina waved her hand dismissively. "Suspicious? Hardly. We were simply discussing strategy." With Edwina distracted by the questioning, Millie reached over and peeled up Queenie's eyelid. "Aha! Just as I thought, her pupils are dilated." Edwina's attention swiveled to Millie. "Dilated? What does that mean? Get your hands off my dog." She jerked Queenie away. Millie stood and fisted her hands on her hips. "Edwina Southwick, now, you listen to me. I know you don't want to harm Queenie, but if you have given her something, I suggest you tell us, because certain herbs can be very harmful to dogs, and Queenie is showing the signs of a dog that has ingested something very bad, maybe even something fatal." Edwina looked suitably alarmed. "Fatal?" Millie pursed her lips and nodded. Edwina's expression turned skeptical. "I don't believe you. Carl said it would only..." Her eyes widened and she slapped her hand over her mouth. "Aha! So you did give her something," Millie said. "And you and Carl are involved in shenanigans," Nance added. Edwina looked conflicted. Her gaze traveled from Millie to Nance to Queenie. She gave the dog a shake, but Queenie just let out a sigh. "Okay, I admit it. I bought some herbs from Carl. He said they would calm her down for the dog show, and he told me not to tell anyone because it was illegal." She turned imploring eyes on Millie. "Can you help her?" Millie rummaged in her basket, pulling out some herbs and a vial of something green. She rushed over to Queenie and waved the vial under her nose. After a few seconds, the dog sputtered. "Good girl." "Will she be okay?" Edwina was practically frantic. Millie dabbed some of the liquid from the vial on Queenie's lips. Her pink tongue darted out. Then Millie crumbled some dried herbs and sprinkled them on Queenie's tongue. The pug lapped the herbs. Then she snorted. Her feet jerked, and her eyes sprang open. just as I thought. You've given her indigo night root. It could have killed her, but I think she will be okay now. She's eating the antidote. Millie looked at Edwina sharply. You should never, ever give herbs to your dog like that. Edwina was in tears.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to win, and Carl said this would help.
Queenie moved around in Edwina's lap, and Millie gave her more herbs. As they watched, the dog became more lively, and then looked up at Edwina and licked her face.
Thank goodness she's okay,
Edwina exclaimed. I'm glad she's okay, Nan said. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to call Jack and have you arrested for murder.
Murder?
Edwina was shocked. Yep, I know exactly what happened. You just admitted that you got the herbs from Carl and that it's illegal to have them, Nan said.
So how does that make me a murderer? Edwina asked.
I think Freddie Lang found out what you two were up to. Maybe he confronted you that day. Your car was seen outside, but Queenie wasn't there for grooming. I think you did bring her. But when you killed Freddie, either by accident or on purpose, you didn't want to leave her there as evidence, so you took her home. Unfortunately, you couldn't get the leash out of Freddie's hands, so you had to leave it there.
What? I never even saw Freddie Lang that morning.
Edwina dodged kisses from Queenie.
Aha! So you admit you were there, Ida said.
Edwina frowned.
Okay, I was there. I was meeting Carl to get the herbs. And we met very early before anyone was out because we didn't want to be seen. I never saw Freddie. The shop wasn't even open yet, and I certainly didn't have Queenie there, nor did I leave her leash behind.
Lexi glanced at Nan's. Jack had said that Edwina's car was there early on the morning of the murder. She could be telling the truth. But there was one thing that didn't make sense. You and Carl were whispering together at the dog show, and he was acting so jittery the morning of the murder. I remember he ran into his office and then claimed his security camera was a dummy, but I don't think Jack quite believed him. Now, if you and he killed Freddy, maybe he tampered with the cameras on purpose so the police wouldn't see the murder.
Edwina shook her head violently. No, that's not why. Yes, we were whispering, of course, because we didn't want anyone to know about the herbs. And Carl did tamper with the security files on purpose, but not because of Freddy, because they would have recorded our transaction in the lobby. But in doing so, he had to erase the footage that would have shown Freddy's murder, too.
So he saw who murdered Freddy? Nance was incredulous.
Unfortunately, he didn't. He's not very good at figuring out technology, and the police were right outside the room, so he erased everything without looking at it.
Edwina stopped and thought a minute.
Or at least, that's what he told me.
Sure, Nan said. Well, you can tell that to Jack, and we'll see what he thinks.
Wait, don't call the police. It wasn't me, I swear. I heard Freddy died right after Doggy Diva opened at 10 that day, isn't that right?
Yes.
And you know it takes 10 minutes to get from here to there, right?
Yes. Nance drew the word out.
Well, then, I have an alibi.
What? Who?
Larry Morrison. I ran into him that very morning when I was walking Queenie. He was walking Prudence and had stopped to pick up some poop, and I told him he could throw it in my trash. But he's such a nice boy, he said he could never do that and would take it home to dispose of. I know what time it was because I was walking Queenie right before we went to the armory to check out the dog show setup, and you can verify that I arrived there promptly at 10:15, Edwina said.
Nance frowned. If what Edwina had said was true, she wouldn't have had time to kill Freddy, walk Queenie, and get to the armory by 10:15. But was it true? Would Larry remember the time? There was no way she could call Jack unless she had solid proof.
She'd have to talk to Larry first because she didn't want Jack to lose faith in her skills if she tipped him off to the wrong suspect. Not to mention, she didn't want to accuse the wrong person of murder. But murder wasn't the only thing she was investigating. What about the kidnapping of Prudence and the theft of the diamonds? Could Edwina be mixed up in either of those? Okay, gang. We're going to check out this alibi. Barbara only lives one street over, and she can call Larry. We'll see if what you say is true. Nan started out of the house, turning back to Edwina. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back.